It's going to be a tricky meeting, I think, on Friday. The AGM is Saturday. There's a meeting for Hereford United on Friday with the conference board where these points have got to be clarified. But that is the stance they're opting for today. At one level, you can understand it. It's £148,000 is the football creditors. Do you want to put that in to be relegated on Friday morning?
Because we should make it clear, if the conference board decide you're not playing in the conference, it's not just the conference premier, it's the conference north you're out of as well. So it would be the Southern League probably that a club would go into. You can understand the investor's point of view there.
Absolutely. It's an exciting project for them if they can be assured that the conference premier is their starting point. You know, we've been in discussions that the target this first year will be a playoff place. And they would like to get back up into the league money, as we all would. So, yeah, that would be quite a jolt to be relegated in your second week.
How do we get over the catch 22, then?
Well, we're very much in the hands of the conference board. At the end of the day, it's their league. You know, they've got a lot of pressure on from other clubs who are probably saying, well, yes, we were relegated, but we've paid our bills. And our first stance is that we stayed up on the last day at Aldershot. So should they be penalising the football performance at the end of the year with off-field financial difficulties, when somebody has come to the table now to say they can sort that? But the conference rules are conference rules. We believe that the rule that we've been following was that football creditors have to be cleared before the AGM. The sort of the unwritten element of it about loss of goodwill, which has been huge from our own staff, our own players, to other clubs that we still owe money to in terms of loanees that we had. We've got to put a pretty good case up to guarantee that we can pay properly through the next season.
As you understand it, the new people coming in, would they be prepared to put that £148,000, if you like, in a neutral account to prove that it's there?
Yes.
And that presumably would help Hereford's case?
Yes. The email that I've sent off tonight suggests just that, that we would use an escrow account nominated by the conference as proof of funding. But the email's only gone off tonight, so we await their response tomorrow.